Welcome to the Dayspring Podcast, where we delve into faith and fellowship through the teachings of Christ. Join us every week as we explore God's Word and discuss how to live out your faith in today's world. Be blessed as you listen to this sermon.
I believe that you are ready for the Word of God. Your heart is open, your mind is alert. I believe you came with a Bible. You came with a notebook. I just want to share something and then we will pray. I'm just going to title it, Only Believe. Tell somebody, Only Believe.
Only Believe.
Only Believe. John chapter 11, verse 20. John chapter 11, verse 20. John chapter 11, verse 20. Now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was sitting in the house. I'm sure you remember Mary and Martha. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother Lazarus would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask God, God will give it to you. I said, even now, I know that whatever you ask God, God will give it to you. This morning, whatever you've asked God, may God give it to you.
Amen.
Verse 23, Jesus said to her, a clear statement, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Tell somebody, do you believe this? Ask the person, do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world. Let's jump to verse 40. Let's jump to verse 40. The same John 11. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Somebody declare it over your life. I will see the glory of God. One more time, say,
I will see
the glory of God. Don't say it as if you are not sure. Say one more time,
I will see
the glory of God. Now, this miracle is probably one of the wildest, I don't even know what word to use, wildest miracles Jesus did. It's a miracle where a man dies and is buried after being embalmed and being treated, is buried for 4 days, and Jesus calls this dead person, embalmed person, wrapped and ready and buried, calls this person back to life. I would have said it was the greatest miracle Jesus did. And in terms of comparison, if we look at resurrections, normally we should even say that this miracle is greater than Jesus' resurrection. Because Jesus' was 3 days, and this one was 4. However, Jesus' resurrection still remains the greatest miracle simply because in Lazarus' case, somebody raised him. But in Jesus' case, he rose himself. Hallelujah. So it still remains the most remarkable miracle. But this one is very high up there. But for this miracle to occur, for this great miracle, probably one of the greatest a man has ever experienced, Jesus needed somebody to believe. I pray that you will believe.
Amen.
Are you believing God for a miracle?
Yes.
Are you expecting a miracle?
I am.
I pray that you will believe.
Amen.
I want us to realize that the disciples, as much as they were disciples, did not believe. In John 11:13, he's told them that Lazarus is going to rise, but this is what the disciples said. This is what happened. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought he was speaking about him taking a rest. When he said Lazarus is asleep, they could not understand what Jesus was talking about. They didn't really believe what he was saying because it was a parable. The next thing is in the verse 16. The next thing that makes me realize they did not believe is that these disciples, especially Thomas, were saying, it's not likely we are going to experience a miracle. We are going to die. Simply because the Jews there were looking for Jesus to kill him. Many times when God speaks, when Jesus speaks, when he speaks to us, we struggle with believing. We sometimes think what he's saying is a figure of speech. If he says you are going to be the president of this nation, immediately you will think, oh, we are going to be in some high political position, but president dear. But Jesus, when he speaks, understands what he's saying, knows what he means what he says, and when he says it, that is what he means. The next thing is, we think sometimes that when God speaks, it is a dead statement. It's not something that is going to actually materialize. How can this thing actually be? But thank God for Martha. Martha is somebody who chose to believe God. Someone say, I choose to believe God.
I choose to believe God.
Martha believed. We read already two Sundays ago about choosing the good part. And this Martha not choosing the good part, and Mary rather choosing the good part. I believe that after that instance, Martha decided to choose the good part. Yeah. And so when she hears that Jesus is coming, she goes for the good part, goes to Jesus and says, Jesus, if you had been here, the death would not have occurred. I'm speaking to somebody who is saying, if Jesus had stepped in earlier, this situation would not have happened. You are here saying, I wish this had not happened to me. I wish it had not occurred the way it occurred. I wish that this thing had not happened the way it happened. Couldn't 2025 have been better than this? But I want to let you know what Martha knew. That no matter how it's gone, even now, as long as Jesus is on his throne, as long as he is callable, something is going to happen.
Amen.
Verse 22 says, even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give to you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. But the problem with Martha's believing, she did believe, but the problem with Martha's believing is in verse 24. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Many times when we believe God, we push the believing to later. We believe God, but our belief is that one day it will happen. Our belief is that at some point it will occur. God will heal me one day. I will be rich one day. I will be married one day. I will get the scholarship one day. I will get the car. And Martha is simply saying, I know that my brother will rise again, but the time he will rise is one day. When everybody is rising, he will rise too. Don't connect your miracle to somebody. I know that when we are all rising, he will also rise. The resurrection on the last day. Jesus says, no. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he will rise now. I'm saying this morning, what you are believing God for, it will happen now.
Amen.
Jesus said, there is a last day resurrection, but you have to understand that I am the resurrection. And as long as I'm there, what you believe God for, it is going to happen. Tell somebody it will happen now. It will happen now. Don't believe for later. Believe for now. If you can only believe, it will happen for you now. Not tomorrow, not next week, now. This morning, Jesus is here. You've made a request to Jesus. Don't say the request will be answered later. Say the request will be answered now. The request will be answered now. One of the challenges we have now as Christians is we are becoming a more faithless generation. We don't believe like we should. I remember a man whose child was not well, and he brings the child to the disciples to pray for the child. And this child has been prayed for by the disciples and is not better. Like some of us who've trusted God, believed God, prayed about certain things, and it is not better. And Jesus now comes in and they rush to him and they say, he's not well. And Jesus says, O faithless generation. Mark chapter 9. O faithless generation, how long will I bear with you? He's saying, how long will I be here and things will not happen because you don't believe? How long would I be around and things will not be happening? And Jesus says to this gentleman, if you can believe, all things are possible to the one who believes. Ladies and gentlemen, anything is possible to you if you believe in Jesus. Anything is possible if you believe. But this man, in his honesty, answers Jesus and says, I believe, help my unbelief. And I'm sure somebody is praying that prayer. I believe, oh, but the thing hasn't happened. Jesus, help my unbelief. I believe. I know you can do it, but help my unbelief. Do you know what he was actually saying? I studied it. I looked at the word help. Help my unbelief was, he was actually saying, give me a reason to cement my faith. He's saying, I believe you can do it. Do it and let my faith be forever secured. There's something that Jesus can do in your life. It will forever make you believe. There is a situation that you can believe God for, and by the time he's done with that situation, you won't question God ever again. I pray this morning, may Jesus do for you something that will make you believe him forever.
Amen.
What does Jesus really want us to believe? John 11, 25. What does Jesus want us to believe? Verse 25, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Imagine Jesus is asking, do you believe this? And what does Mary say? Yes, Lord, I believe. You are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming to the world. What Jesus wants us to believe is that he is the Christ, the Son of God, who was sent to this world for you. Please, do you understand what I'm saying? It's easy to believe Jesus is Christ, and even to go further and say Jesus is the Son of God. But many people struggle with the fact that Jesus is sent to them. And ladies and gentlemen, Please look at me for a moment. Look at me for a moment. You can believe Jesus is the Christ. Demons believe it. You can believe he's the Son of God. Even Paul says demons believe he's the Son of God. But can you believe Jesus was sent because of only you? Can you believe that if it was just you on the earth, Jesus would have still been sent to die to redeem you? Can you believe that Jesus cares about you and desires you so much that he was sent for only you? Only you. That when Jesus was sent, he was sent for you. Do you know why that is important? Because many times when we believe God for things, we think other people deserve it more than us. You think that if Jesus comes here right now and he's coming to heal people, the thing you say is, oh, other people have greater sicknesses than mine. When Jesus has finished, he will come and heal your own. We believe that, oh, me, I'm not the most righteous person. So if Jesus is ministering, he'll minister to Mr. T first. Because he's the most righteous. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not true. The only person he will touch is the one who believes. And so if you believe, believe that he is the Son of God. And believe that he was sent for you. Only you. Because of you. He was sent to do you good. The second thing is he wants us to believe is that he wants us to believe in what he says. Believe in what he says. John chapter 11, 39 to 40. Now Jesus is at the tomb. He's asked, where have you laid him? They show them. They show him that Jesus is there. And now he goes there and says something. Roll away the stone. And the same Martha who said, I believe you are the Son of God, is now questioning him because he's giving an instruction. Believe what Jesus says. Jesus says, roll away the stone. And she's complaining, he's been dead for 4 days. He will be smelling. And Jesus' response is, did I not tell you? Did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? It's not just believing that he's the Son of God. Some people's faith are shattered because they believe what they are expecting, but they don't believe the one who can do what they are expecting. That's the first one. This one, they believe he can do it, but when he now says something, we don't believe what he has said. Don't just believe that he's the Son of God. Believe what he says. For every single one of us, there is something God is going to tell you. And if you believe it, you will see the glory of God. Somebody will ask, where do I see Jesus to hear from him? Jesus knew not everybody can go to his throne and hear his voice. And he said, I will give you gifts. Gifts. When he ascended, he gave gifts unto men. Apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, pastors, people who will speak the word of God, that when the word of God is spoken and you believe it, you have believed Jesus and it will come to pass. Where will you hear Jesus? You will hear it from somebody who is preaching from Jesus. This morning, believe what he says. Believe Jesus. Believe what he says. A few weeks ago, I said this November and December is going to be the best season of our lives. Do you believe that? Do you believe it was Joel that said it, or you believe that it was Jesus that said it? Can you believe God? Jesus is always there ready to do miracles. And no matter how weird the miracle is, he says he will do it for the one who believes. And he will believe the fact that he's the Son of God, he's been sent to you, and believe that he is saying what will happen. But I want to encourage you this morning. Don't just hear a word, okay, and that's the end. Believe what God is saying. Believe what God has said to you. It will happen. it will happen. It will happen. If you believe him, it will happen. He said, be it unto you according to your faith. What are you really believing God for? It will happen just as he said it. It will happen just as he said it. He said, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. This morning, the glory of God will be seen in your life. The glory of God will happen just as you believed him. Whatever you've believed him for, whatever you prayed to him for, whatever you asked him for, you will see the glory of God. You know what the glory of God was for Martha? He said you will see the glory of God. It was what Martha was asking for. That is what happened. Many times we think that when we ask God for things, God will do what he thinks is good for us. And that is true. But there are times where you believe God, and to show his glory, he will do exactly what you asked him for. Exactly what you asked him for. Between now and December 31st, God will do exactly what you asked him for. He won't change it. He will do exactly what you asked. I know there are testimonies of people who asked for certain things, they got exactly that, and it was not good for them. It is a character issue. So make sure that when God answers you, your character doesn't spoil what God blesses you with. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, what you asked for, he will do exactly what you asked him for. He will do exactly what you asked him for. He will do exactly what you asked him for. He will do exactly what you asked him for. He will do exactly what you asked him for.
Thank you for listening to the Dayspring Podcast. Hope you were blessed. Connect with us on all social media platforms at ICGC Dayspring. God bless you.